It's Thursday, May 27th, 2010, and you're listening to The Apple Juice Show. If you're interested in sponsoring The Apple Juice Show, please email sales@applejuiceshow.com. Hello and welcome to the 54th episode of The Apple Juice Show. I am George Drake, host and producer of the show. You can find us on the web at applejuiceshow.com. Email us info@applejuiceshow.com. This week's sponsor is iPad Case Blog. At iPad Case Blog, they write about different iPad cases, covers, skins to help protect the iPad. Users find the right case for them. They have already featured 48 different cases on the blog, and they're still growing. Oh my gosh. The iPad hasn't been out for 2 months, and they've already got 48 cases. I can't believe them. What a great sponsor. You can head over there to iPadCasesBlog.com and find a selection of their different cases that they've reviewed. Today on the show, we've got Billy Heim, superstar of the Apple Tattoo. Start with that story. How are you doing, Billy? Billy, how are you doing? Not getting audio from you, Billy.
Oh, sorry. You know, my thing was muted, and I kept clicking the button, and I thought it unmuted me. Okay.
All right. We've got you back.
I'm doing fine.
How's the Apple Tattoo?
It's good. It's all healed up. It's all unscabbed. That video hit 13,500 views today.
So if you don't know the famous Billy Heim that we have on the show here, decided to get an Apple tattoo. Well, he's had a plan. You know, we were thinking about, you know, he was going to get it at South by Southwest, but, you know, we had so much fun that he didn't have any time. But
we really did not have time.
No, we didn't.
To be honest, we really didn't.
But you got on your shoulder blade and you got unique. You said you got, you know, it was pretty unique to what, you know, other people have done, and you got it on your shoulder blade and you got really big. You didn't, you know, really, it's pretty big, isn't it?
I think it's the size of the Apple sticker, almost a little bigger than the Apple sticker. If you want to go look at the photos of it, go to flickr.com/Billy Heim. And there's plenty of photos of it. If you go to my YouTube page, I think it's youtube.com/Billy Heim. You can watch the video. It's in 1080p, so it's all, you can see all the good stuff in high def.
Yeah, so it's funny that, you know, the next, you know, you get the tattoo and the next day I wake up reading TechCrunch like usual. Sometimes, you know, I go there in the mornings to, you know, just check to see what the highlights are. It says, the title is, "This Young Man Willingly Gets an Apple Tattoo and You Call Us Fanboys?" So it's got 78 comments. I'll put the link in the show notes. I was surprised when I woke up and I saw, you know, tattoo. You know, we got some couple different comments here that weren't so good, but
now, you know, the comments did not come out well. But whenever you get something done and you get,
there's always going to be
there's always going to be haters. That's just the way
there's always going to be haters. But, you know, it says, you know, a little part I like here. It says, "Billy Heim, a self-professed iPhone owner, shameless flirt, and YouTube video blogger, filmed himself getting an Apple tattoo with his mom." So you have to check that out, read the post, watch the video. I was just surprised, you know, to find it on here.
But, I was surprised too. I was blown away. I was really excited whenever I got that too. Because I got a tweet from Adam Jackson on Twitter saying, "Oh, at Billy Heim actually got the Apple tattoo." And I was like, yeah. And then I clicked the link and it went to Crunch Gear. And I was like, oh my God, I'm on Crunch Gear. And I freaked out. And I ran down the stairs. I was at a hotel, and I ran down the stairs and told my mom and everything. And it went well from there. A lot of the comments weren't too supportive of it, but there's always going to be that, and I expected it fully. So, but overall, it's pretty good. I love the tattoo, and you know, it'll be with me for a while.
Forever, Billy. Forever. So
that true.
Yeah.
Or that too.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm harvesting my corn right now.
Yeah. So Billy and I kind of have an addiction to We Rule, I would say. Billy just started, he just got his, let's talk about this a little. Billy, last episode we had you on, you were talking about what you were going to get with your iPad. Now,
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. So, you finally got your iPad. You finally graduated from high school. How does it feel to be graduated from high school?
Pretty good. And I'm also, I'm in the middle of a move right now. Well, not anymore. I'm in Georgia right now. So the only thing I'm waiting on is my new stuff or my stuff to come in from my old house. So we're pretty much moved in almost. We got a lot of the stuff here already. like brought my MacBook Pro with me. The only thing I need is I'm getting a new desk and a my iMac, and I'll be set.
Yeah, and soon enough we'll be having a live you know podcast right in my room, 4 hours away.
Yeah, yep. I'll be driving down probably late June to George's Casa del George, and we'll do a show from there.
So I don't know if you've heard about this, but and the iPad. You got the iPad. How are you liking it? 3G iPad.
64 gig with 3G iPad. You know, I looked a few minutes ago, and I only used like 30-something gigs. But I don't even have the camera connection kit yet, so I can't really say, oh, I won't use that much more, because I'm sure I will whenever I'm out shooting, especially here, whenever I go out in the woods or something, which I cannot go outside without a gun.
That's pretty scary.
It is dangerous with all these snakes and wildlife out here. But actually, I plan on we're going fishing tomorrow, and I'll take some photos. And I'm going to walk around the neighborhood and take a couple snaps. I'm actually uploading a few photos of Flickr right now.
Cool. Well, I don't know if you've known about this, but Fast Mac has a U-socket. Have you heard about this?
The
going to be
with
the socket. So suppose
it's got a USB port.
Yeah. Supposedly, it's been, you know, they said they would release it. They had pre-orders and everything at Macworld, but supposedly it's been postponed to October due to some, you know, changes in the design and everything. One thing that they've added is the fifth, you know, the ability to charge, they have added support for 10-watt charging. So it means I can charge my iPad with full speed, or if I plug in two iPads, that'd be, you know, slow mode. But so, you know, right now, that's under construction, you know, that's, you know, not out until October. On the other hand, me and Billy use this thing called the Belkin Mini Surge Protector. Most amazing thing. You know, me and Billy took them to South by Southwest, and that's basically what we use, because it charged every one of our devices.
You tried to steal mine, if I remember right. You tried to steal mine.
No. We actually...
Yeah.
No, we actually...
You don't remember? Oh, yes, you did. You don't remember?
I do remember some part of it, but I have two of them.
You were like, oh, I don't think I packed mine, Billy. I think you got mine at the hotel.
That's right.
So I gave him the one I had in my bag, and of course that was my only one. So George had my one, and he had his already. So I was out of power adapter, and then he gave it back to me finally.
The next day, yeah. I forgot about that. Now I remember that. So I might be investing in a U socket once it comes out, because you know that'd be cool. Just instead of having, you know, to bring those connectors around your house, put them a couple around your house, and man, just bring the cable and plug it in. I mean, I have a bunch of people that, you know, come over and have iPhones. Well, it's a great way to you know do that is to have USBs. That'd be great actually for hotels as well. So can't wait to see those till October.
Yeah. Oh yeah, whenever I was at South by, when I was waiting for you in the airport had those built into the seats. They had little AC outlets, and then they'd have USB ports built in them. I love that, although they didn't work.
Yep. Speaking of the iPhone, Walmart cuts its prices in half for WWDC. Can you believe that, man? Now I can go get a 3GS 16 gigabyte for $97 with a contract.
But we already have them, so it doesn't really matter for us.
I mean, just for the people that don't, you know.
Yeah.
We paid a lot. I can't believe what we paid.
$500.
That's crazy. So, if you want to get an iPhone 3GS and not want to wait for the iPhone 4G, supposedly, go get an iPhone for $97.
Mm-hmm.
3G iPads are now shipping to Canadians. Our good friend Jordan Satok over at App of the Day, he tweeted that he's actually going to be getting his, hopefully by Friday, he'll have his iPad 3G in Canada. That's great for the Canadians there. Can you believe this? Consumers reports that AT&T settled a class action lawsuit by allowing any pre- or post-paid customers to unlock their AT&T phones unless they paid. They're in a 10-month plus exclusive agreement. But this doesn't mean for the iPhones, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Or does it mean for the iPhones?
I think it means for the iPhones.
I don't think it'll be for. It says that means that just about every phone is sell except for the iPhone.
Except for the iPhone, yeah.
So, yeah. that stinks for us there, because, you know, be able to move over, you know, to a different carrier. But, you know, I think every other carrier that's out there that has SIM is not. Does Sprint have SIM or SIM cards or not? Sprint GSM? I'm not sure.
Sprint is CDMA.
Oh, well, then it's either AT&T or T-Mobile, and T-Mobile is not that good compared to AT&T. So.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Jobs is going to give the keynote on the June 7th, so we're less than a week and a half away, and we'll find out what's going to happen. But I heard, you know, what, speaking, you know, I don't know if we'll have another show by then, but until then, what are you thinking, Billy? What are you thinking that Steve Jobs is going to talk about on June 7th?
iPhone 4G, probably update the Mac Pros. That's just something I'm shooting out there because they haven't updated them in a while. And, I don't know, give some numbers on the iPad or something. That's all I can think of.
Do you think they'll give a preview on 10.7?
No. Nope, not yet. We can wait. I mean, how long have we had Snow Leopard? We haven't really had it too long. What, a year?
About, almost, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can wait.
So the preview, you know, you think the video chat future is legit?
Yeah, I do, actually.
And would you see that on Wi-Fi, not 3G?
You know what? I don't know right now. You could do it. You might be able to do it on 3G.
And supposedly tethering as well.
Yeah, about time, by the way.
That might be the one last thing. Now, are you thinking it's going to be, you know, a couple weeks before he says, all right, the iPhones are on sale in a couple weeks, or, you know, July, or maybe, you know, the week of, you know, because, you know, look what happened with the Google I.O., what happened with the HTC. You know, they said, oh, and one is available today. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think it'll be available right away, probably a few weeks.
Yeah. That'll be good. All right, and you know, I agree with Billy everything on that, and can't wait to see Steve Jobs on the show floor giving out the keynote. It'll be 10 times better. Someone emailed him and said it's going to be 10 times better than Google's I/O conference. So moving on to the last story of the day until picks. Apple launches its back to school program. So everybody, you know, getting ready to go back to school, gonna buy a Mac. Great deal, you know. They get a free iPod Touch, which is 8 gigabytes.
Downside, my friend just bought a MacBook Pro like a week ago.
Oh, that's...
And now he doesn't get an iPod.
So the promotion runs until September 7th, and all customers are limited to 5 rebates per household. Full details on the program are available on the terms and conditions. You know, so basically they're giving rebates up to $199 Canadians, up to $219 for the purchase of qualifying Mac or iPod, and same sales receipt. So, you know, the maximum U.S. rebate amounts are for the iPod Touch is $200, for the iPod Classic is $200, for the iPod Nano it's $179, for the iPod Nano 8 gigabyte is $149, the stainless steel is $99, and the Shuffle is $79. So that'll be great for anybody that's going to purchase a Mac in the time being. I might go with the Mac Mini this summer. I don't know. Might depends on what we see this summer with Apple. My friend just picked up a refurbished 2.66 Mac Pro, and I was like, are you kidding me? So, but all right, Billy, picks of the day. What do you got for us this week?
Let's see. Hold on. Let me close out a Wii Rule. Let's see. I'm going to do Plants vs. Zombies HD for – I'm going to turn it on right now because it's so fun. If you don't know what Plants vs. Zombies is, it's voted, I think, best game of the year by tons of different websites. It's just a great game. It's like a tower defense game, basically. You put out these plants on your field, on your yard, and they do certain tasks. Like there's plants for shooting peas. There's plants for shooting peas that will slow a zombie down. And there are just plants for, let's see, plants for growing sunlight. So you need sunlight to buy plants. So you can, you know, buy it with the sunlight. There's just plants for all these different things, and there were these zombies that are trying to come out and basically take in your house. They want to take over your house.
Now, would you say this is similar to Field Runners?
I've never played Field Runners, so I don't know.
Well, I've heard so much about this Plants vs. Zombies game. I might have to give
bucks.
In.
It's just $10. Go for it.
I might have to go for it. So that was your pick. My pick is going to have to be Angry Birds. All right. So Aaron referred to me to start playing this game. It was, I don't know how much was this, like $4. Went ahead and got it. And then I was watching Dignation maybe a week later, and then Kevin Rose says, hey, you know, this really cool game is called Angry Birds, and he was showing a little preview of it. And I was like, I've got to get this game. Kevin Rose, you know, first Aaron says, and, you know, Aaron's reviews are great. And then I go with Kevin Rose, and Kevin Rose, you know, out of all people, this game. So I downloaded it. My gosh, this game is the most addicting game I've played. You know, I have cousins that have it on their iPhones, and they're like, "Are you kidding me?" So, you know, the objective basically of the game is you've got all these, you know, you get these different kinds of, you know, angry birds, and then you get these green blobs, and you have to knock the green blobs out, and you get points by doing that. You know, which is pretty interesting. And so I get. You know, right now I'm on level, you know, story 3, which is great. I just beat my high school there. From story 3, you know, 8, have to beat all these, and then I get, you know, get to go to 2, which is even great, you know, story 2, which is, you know, just amazing game. So if, you know, you're in the look for a fun game, you know, just buy Angry Birds, because it's funny that I'm playing it and I, you know, I lose the level and I have to go back and redo that same level and try again and again until I pass. And I don't notice how many times I've gone back and repeat the level, because it's just so frustrating that I want to beat the level that I keep playing it and keep playing it. It's just so, it's like a strategy game almost. You've got to get this game. I think do you have for the iPhone?
No, I don't have either one. Actually, I'm going to look it up real quick right now. Sorry, I was just killing zombies the whole time you were talking, but I did listen to you, so I'm going to look. Angry Birds. It's called Angry Birds. Oh, yeah. Bird. I type in bird.
Birds.
Angry Birds.
Yeah.
It is $5. Okay, let's see. Let me take a look. It's 99 cents for the iPhone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man. This is the one where you chunk the birds, right?
Yes, it is the one that you chunk the birds.
Oh, man. I got all my lines.
Have you noticed that we don't look for many iPhone apps since we're using iPad now?
Well, yeah, but actually, I just clicked on the iPhone app for this one, so... the iPhone app does not look as fun.
I'll tell you, the HD version, you got to get the HD version.
Yeah, you got to get the HD version. Okay, I'll tell you what, George, I will buy Angry Birds HD if you buy Plants vs. Zombies.
All right. I've got $9 in here. Ooh, time to refill this. But let's see. Is it on the? It's how much is it? $10.
It's $10, and Angry Birds is $5. I think we got a good deal going on.
I'd say we. I guess we do. You know, I mean, see what number it is. What number is it in the countdown? Planet vs. Zombies. You know, let me look at the screenshots here.
It's real. It's a fun game.
All right. You know, I'm gonna get it, but I will get it after the show, because I have a $50 iTunes gift card that I have to put in here, so my limit doesn't run out.
Yeah. I need to get some iTunes gift cards. I was supposed to get some for graduation, but nobody came through. They just gave me cash.
Oh well. So that game, I'll talk. We'll talk about it. Well, I'll be able to, you know, talk more about zombies and planets, because
plants, not planets.
Plants and zombies. I thought it was planets. Well.
I know. I heard you say planets. I was like, what? Planets? So
Plants versus Zombies.
Plantion.
Yeah. We're looking. If anyone knows of a Flickr app for the iPad or is building one, let us know. Because me and Billy texted me today. He's like, hey, you know any Flickr apps for the iPad? I said, I don't know of any. Now, there's one that I saw, but the UI is not great, and I can't really change anything in it. So it's kind of kind of hard. But if you know, let us know. info@applejuiceshow.com. I want to thank iPadCasesBlog.com for sponsoring this show. You know, We'll, you know, we'll keep you updated with the WWC info speculations. Maybe next week we'll have a couple more people on and see what they think, what they want to see. Maybe someone that's going to WWDC, we'll track them down. Billy, where can we find you?
TechCrunch, no, I'm just joking. Billyheim.tv and flickr.com/Billyheim. That will be all she wrote.
All she wrote. All right. And you can find me at twitter.com/GDRAGE. And thanks for a wonderful 54th episode of the Apple Juice Show.